afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 6, 2018. Convene this meeting at 1:32 PM. And we'll begin our meeting as we always do with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinodoff, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you. Thank you for the blessing that we stand before the citizens of Jefferson County as their representative. I ask that you give this court the wisdom, continued blessing for the citizens of Jefferson County. Bless those that are fighting for our democracy abroad and domestically. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Say the pledge in unison.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is receive and file change order number 7 for Chief Phase 5 Community Sewer Improvements, Brandon Pump Support Tank Installation for BDS Constructors LLC, DBA, MK Construction for an increase in number of working days by 19 because of inclement weather, bringing the total number of working days for this project from 167 to 186. This project is funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item B is receive and file change order number 8 for Chief Community Sewer Improvements with BDS Constructors, DBA, MK Constructors for correction of 2 of the 7 bid alternate service location addresses. This order will also increase the number of working days by 73 days due to inclement weather conditions and administrative delays for income verification of low to moderate income households, bringing the total number of working days for this project from 186 to 259. Again, that's a project funded by Community Development Block Grant from TDA. Item C is to approve specifications for janitorial services for Jefferson County. Item D is to reject all bids for a term contract for security personnel for Jefferson County. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations with the highest rated qualifications response per evaluation committee for energy performance contracting services for Jefferson County. Item F is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Oh, I'm sorry. Via addendum, item G is to approve specifications for term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County, and I want to take H separately. All right, do I have a motion on items A through G? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Sinodoff. Discussion. So, Deb, on the item E,
yes.
Can you disclose who the highest rated?
I will. The highest scoring was Johnson's Control.
Yep. Okay, and so the evaluation committee is if you enter into negotiations, you're not able to enter a contract, then you'll go to the next highest rated.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and the county auditor, item 8, let's go back to item 8 under purchasing to discuss a possibly approved execute receiving file. A job contract with P-Tex Construction for the adult probation elevator kit in the amount of $102,191.66. Which would be paid for through capital projects. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
By Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Sinodell. Now, discussion, Ms. Counts, if I could get you and representatives from CTEC to come up. When we originally looked at this project, we were looking at what we thought was a $20,000 to $30,000 fix.
Right.
So I was kind of shocked Friday when I heard the new price tag or Thursday evening, and I guess people with disabilities have to access the second floor of the adult probation department?
Absolutely. We've got about 63 to 65 employees in the Beaumont office, 40 of which are upstairs that see probationers. And I just kind of did a little query before coming over here. And last month, in the month of July, there were 1,803 probationers that checked in to be seen. And of those 1,803, 1,660 of them were there to report to their officers upstairs. So that's a lot of offenders that are coming through. And what we do is if we see, hey, you know, this person's in a wheelchair, or he's has a walker, or has some kind of issue, what we'll do is we'll look for a space downstairs to see them, which will typically be either one of our two classrooms or the staff's conference room. So that's what we kind of do to accommodate them if that's available. And what we're doing for staff, you know, you'll have staff out on FMLA and they may come back and have some type of restriction. We've had a couple of people have gone out for pregnancy and before they went out had restrictions, so we had to put those folks downstairs. I know that last July, Carrie sent us an email wanting to make sure that we were making reasonable accommodations, which we have been to the best of our abilities. And then last June of 17, so we've been doing this about 15 months, you know, wanted to remind us to do that. We had one office downstairs that was kind of like a file room, so we converted that back to an office, and that's where our folks, our staff that can't walk the stairs have been right now. You know, like I said, pregnancy surgery. Right now we have somebody in there that's going through chemo and radiation, so she's using that now. I've got somebody out on FMLA that's due back in a couple of weeks, and she will also need accommodations. We can't double up due to the confidentiality issues that we have, especially if they're there to see a substance abuse counselor and there's some type of substance abuse assessment or other type of assessments. Those have to be confidential. So we're doing the very best we can, and we have been for 15 months. Another little quick thing is there are, you know, 1,600 people a month reporting to folks upstairs. That's a lot of files that come and go. And we have a big rolling cart that we would take in the elevator, and that's where we would distribute the files. Well, now since there's no elevator, we've tried messenger bags, backpacks, rolling suitcases, but in essence, the staff that run the mail are having to hand carry those. And before I left to come here today, I just glanced at the cart, and there was probably about 50 files in there. So
question.
We're doing the very best we can.
How long has this elevator been down?
About May of 2017, so about 15 months.
What's our timeline of work that we've done on the elevator? Is that something engineering would keep or your office? What we've done on the elevator in terms of maintenance, and when was the last time it was overhauled? That kind of thing. Was that when we refurbished that building years ago?
I think what the issue here is that the shaft of the elevator, I think the processor works okay, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. What I understand is the shaft enters into the ground. It's not in a concrete encased, and water has come up underneath, and so that shaft bent so that it's inoperable.
Everything about it, everything from the building slab below in the pit is just full of water. There's concrete and the dirt and everything is sloughing off out from under the building, so all that's got to be fixed too. It's not just the elevator shaft proper, it's packing back in and stabilizing back under the building too.
I guess my question is then, I come across somebody, is it the cost of the parts for the elevator, or is it labor?
I don't have anything to do with the elevator. We all contracted separate for the elevator to fix and that.
Right.
And what they have done, all they've done is just raise the car to the top and safety it off so somebody can get in there and do, you know, the stuff down in the pit itself. As far as cost, engineering department kind of threw me a loop because what we originally talked about was just pumping straight back into the sewer lines, but we had to go back and put a oil separator and alarms and all that stuff. And that's $20,000 just for the pump and the tanks and everything required for the oil separator. So, and then on top of that, you've got the elevator shaft itself. Everything's got to be done by hand. Like I say, it's full of water. You've got to pump all the water out of it. Then you've got to possibly dig out 3 feet of dirt underneath it to get back to solid dirt, fill it back in. And then it's also the walls in there, they're taking out too. So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of handwork. You know, no equipment you can get in there and do everything.
Patrick, is this a Harvey thing?
No. This this shaft, the original, like I said, the shaft kind of went crooked and the door went up. So that's what started this about 15 months ago.
Okay.
From there, it's, we keep continuing to find things.
We did try, and I don't know if you remember, we did try to pump some substance underneath the foundation to help level it and that.
Yeah, we've got engineers looking at it.
And this is, his design is per specifications from an engineer, okay? Shipman looked at it.
What's the timeline to have it completed?
My portion of it, I would think about 2 to 3 weeks. It depends on how much we can do during the day. I've got most of it scheduled for after hours because of so much saw cutting, jackhammer and everything. And also, that's a fire exit, so it has to stay open during the day if we do anything. So as far as the elevator company itself, I don't know what their timeline is because they still got to put the hydraulics back in and do everything they have to do to get the car operable again.
So this pricing does not include the final elevator?
It doesn't have anything to do with the elevator
established. We haven't gotten a bid on that after the fact.
I think we did go ahead. I think it's around $28,000 that we, I have to go back and look, sir.
For the elevator portion?
For the elevator portion. You have to remember, this is just for the shaft, to stabilize the shaft, which is falling apart.
And ma'am, I'm sorry, who are you again?
I'm Donna Counts. I'm the Deputy Director of the Probation Department.
Okay.
Any other questions, please? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Thank y'all for being here today. Under County Auditor, I may consider approved budget amendment for Service Center for additional carbon fuel and tires in the amount of $50,000. Item B is considering approved budget transfer from JP Precinct 7 for additional cost of paper for death certificates in the amount of $1,400. Item C is considering an authorized county judge to execute the statewide automated victim notification services maintenance grant contract between Jefferson County and the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal years beginning September 1st, 2018 through August 31st, 2019. And item D is regular county bill check number 449119. Through 449329. So I have a motion on both items under auditor.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second
by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I'm just curious as to the gasoline and the tire expenditures for the amendment under auditing. Does that have to do anything with storm stuff?
No, it has to do with the fuel system that we found. So the water cars being used more.
I can't hear you.
It's due to the cost of the fuel system at the airport going down, so the voyage car was being used more. So and at the rise, the fuel price is going up, so the voyage fuel is going up.
So the majority of that is the fuel.
It's the voyage
fuel.
Fuel prices.
The fuel.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Your fuel's gone up a little bit since the last call.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, we have a county commissioner, two items that I may consider publicly approved and authorized county judge to execute, receive, file a flat rate fixed fee contract for professional services between Jefferson County, Texas, the firm of Allison Bass and McGee for redistricting and reapportionment projects required after the census. Item B is considered publicly approved and authorized county judge to execute, receive, file consent form for demolition of unsafe structure for the city of Beaumont. For property located at 2185 Leela Street in Beaumont. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A is considered properly approved replat of 2.87 acre tract, lot 12. Of land out of Green Acres North Edition, recorded in volume 12, page 10, into lots 12A and 12B, Haynes Edition. This plat is located off Oakdale Drive, the precinct number 4, not within any ETJ, has met all of our planning requirements. Item B is considered publicly approved for LaBelle Properties Limited subdivision of 1.51 acre tract out of lot 3, block 7 of the Orange Farm subdivision. located off Highway 365 and precinct number 2. It's also the property with the Dollar General site layout, the city of Fort Oscar ETJ, and was reviewed by the city of Fort Oscar Planning Zoning Commission and has met all of our planning requirements. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alton, seconded by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion?
One question, Dawn, did we get our request of information back from DDC?
Yes, all that was covered by the city of Fort Arthur, but they did get everything from DD6. And as I understand it, there's going to be some on-site detention.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion?
As to the Dollar General store located on 365, I guess their coordination with TxDOT and their entrances into the property, is that correct?
That's correct.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's unanimous. Number maintenance. A, request prospectively approved the permanent appointment of Greg Keller, Director of Building Maintenance for Beaumont Building Operations, which will include a salary employee increase from $70,000 to $72,500 to the 100% of the current salary range effective August 13, 2018. Motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
I just want to say before we vote, Judge, I've heard from several department heads, elected officials, and not received any complaints whatsoever on Greg's ability and his responsiveness to issues pertaining to the county's facilities that he oversees now. I think he's deserving of this permanent position assignment. Look forward to working with him. I hope y'all prefer a major appointment. Thank you.
Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that is unanimous. We under Sheriff's Department consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Roberto Arrieta as a correctional facility maintenance staff for 9 years and 3 months of dedicated service to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. I have a motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I have it. Unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda and our addendum. We will adjourn until 2 p.m., at which time we'll have a workshop to go over final budget issues. Maybe not final, but later. So, anything to mention about bringing the agenda to the budget? Not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.